Chapter 9. The Seven Healing Currents of the Soul. A pupil who truly decides to follow the path and is totally directed to the attainment of the great aim will soon enable the seed of the soul, the rosebud, to open. He will then be sensitive and open to the healing currents that emanate from the highest aspect of the fivefold spiritual school. There are seven healing currents. They are there to serve you if physical problems develop on the path, irrespective of whether these difficulties arise as a result of the tensions of disharmony or are caused by other factors. The basis for the activity of the healing Gnostic streams is a point of contact in the personality of the pupil, an active rose of the heart. The first healing current of the mystery school imparts vital force. It neutralizes all weaknesses and strengthens the candidate for his task, provided he does not force himself or make unreasonable demands upon his body. The second healing current of the mystery school regulates the circulatory processes of vital force, the metabolism of the digestive, lymph, and nervous systems, and all the processes related to motherhood. The third healing current of the mystery school is directed towards the functions of the blood. It regulates the activities of the liver and is of great importance in the renewal of the soul state. The fourth healing current of the mystery school makes the body increasingly suitable for connection with the focus of the Gnostic sun and for breaking the opposition of nature. The fifth healing current of the mystery school is directed towards the head sanctuary and the serpent fire system. It helps the candidate to prepare and assimilate correctly the mercury power in the head sanctuary. This current is also aimed at the voice and helps the pupil to speak the right words. The sixth healing current of the mystery school is directed towards the rose of the heart, and when the pupil begins to absorb the Gnostic fluids, it regulates the consequences of this in the blood. The seventh Gnostic current of the mystery school is directed towards the new creative abilities and the functions of the new state of consciousness. On the basis of the seventh current, the pupil enters the home of the soul. These seven currents are capable of providing for every difficulty that could possibly arise during pupilship. The time will shortly come when the young Gnostic Brotherhood is granted to work with these rays of power for the benefit of all brothers and sisters who need this help. When the nature of the illness has been determined and the brother or sister concerned is completely directed towards the school, then the necessary helping ray or rays will be linked with him or her through the Temple of the Rosenhof. The result will be evident within 4 days. It may be worthwhile to mention that this truly Gnostic help does not, of course, preclude the treatment of a physician. On the contrary, in many cases such help will be desirable. If, in difficult cases, the doctor knows himself to be supported by the helping and healing Gnostic rays, a very fortunate combination will have come about. The medical and Gnostic spheres of help in no way obstruct each other provided, as will be clear, the attending physician understands the aims and essence of the gnosis.